في تفسير نور الثقلين في كتاب جعفر بن محمد الدوريستي بإسناده إلى ابن عباس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حديث قبيل، وفيه: فإذا كانت ليلة القدر يأمر الله تبارك وتعالى جبرائيل عليه السلام فيحبث في كبكبة من الملائكة ومعهم لواء أخضر، فيركن اللواء على ظهر الكعبة، وله 600 جناح، منها جناحان لا ينشرهما إلا في ليلة القدر، فيجاوزان المشرق والمغرب، ويثبت جبرائيل الملائكة في هذه الأمة، فيسلمون على كل قائد وقائم ومسلم وذاكر، ويسافحونهم ويؤمنون على دعائهم حتى يطلع الفجر. فإذا طلع الفجر نادى جبرائيل: معشر الملائكة، الرحيل الرحيل. فيقولون: يا جبرائيل، ما صنع الله تعالى في حوائج المؤمنين من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله؟ فيقول: إن الله عز وجل نظر إليهم هذه الليلة فعفى عنهم وغفر لهم إلا 4. فقيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من هذه 4؟ قال: رجل مات مدمن خمر، وآق لوالديه، وقاطئ رحم، وشاجن. قيل: يا رسول الله، وما الشاجن؟ قال: الصارمة.
In the book of Ja'far ibn Muhammad ad-Daryusti, by his chain going up to Ibn Abbas, who has said, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said in a lengthy hadith, whenever it is the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, Allah the Blessed and Exalted orders Jabra'il to descend with the angels, and with them is a green banner. He places the banner behind the Kaaba. Jabra'il alayhi salam has 600 wings, from which are 2 wings he does not stretch, except in the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, exceeding the east and the west. And Jibra'il establishes the angels in this community who send greetings upon every one sitting, and standing, and the worshipper, and the one in remembrance, and shaking hands with them, until the break of dawn. When the dawn breaks, Jibra'il alayhi salam calls out to the angels, leave, leave. They say, O Jibra'il, what has Allah said about the needs of the believers, Mu'mineen, from the community of Muhammad? He says, surely Allah mighty and majestic has watched over them this night, excusing them and forgiving them except for 4. It was said to the Holy Prophet of Allah, who are these 4? He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, a man addicted to alcohol, and one disowned by his parents, and the boycotter of relatives, and shajan. It was said, O the Holy Prophet of Allah, and what is the shajan? He said, the persistent sinner.
في تأويل الآيات الظاهرة في فراعل العترة الطاهرة وعن الصادق عليه السلام أنه قال إنها باقية إلى يوم القيامة، لأنها لو رفعت لارتفع القرآن بأجمعه.
And from Malana al-Imam as-Siddiq alayhi salam, that he said, it will be remaining, keep occurring, up to the day of judgment, because had it been lifted, the whole of the Quran would be lifted, because in it is, the angels and the spirit descend during it. 97, 4, and the glorious has used the word in future tense, and did not say came down, by the word in the past tense. And that is truth, because it is not for one community, but for all other communities. It is for the all of the creation. There needs to be a man on whom the angels and the spirit descend on, with the inevitable commands during the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, in every year. And, had it not been like that, it would not happen with every matter. In the era of the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, these came down upon him, and after him, on his successors alaihim assalam, whose the first is the Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alaihi salam, and the last of them is Al-Qa'im, and these will come down upon him up to the Day of Judgment, for the earth cannot be empty of the divine authority of Allah on it, and he is the divine authority that would remain up to the Day of Judgment. Upon him and upon his forefathers are the best of the greetings.
وفي الكافي عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال كان علي بن الحسين صلوات الله عليه يقول إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله عز وجل أنزل الله القرآن في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا أدري قال الله عز وجل ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر ليس فيها ليلة القدر قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهل تدري لم هي خير من ألف شهر قال لا قال لأنها تنزل فيها الملائكة والروح بإذن ربهم من كل أمر وإذا أذن الله عز وجل بشيء فقد الرياح سلام هي حتى مقلع الفجر يقول تسلم عليك يا محمد ملائكتي وروحي بسلامي من أول ما يحبطون إلى مطلع الفجر ثم قال في بئر كتابه واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة في إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وقال في بئر كتابه وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يجد الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين يقول في الآية الأولى إن محمدا حين يموت يقول أهل الخلاف لأمر الله عز وجل مرت ليلة القدر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فهذه فتنة أصابتهم خاصة وبحر تدوا على أعقابهم لأنهم إن قالوا لم تذهب فلا بد أن يكون لله عز وجل فيها أمر وإذا أقروا بالأمر لم يكن له من صاحب بد
And by the mentioned chain, it has been narrated from Maulana al-Imam Abu Abdullah alayhi salam having said, Maulana al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam was saying, We have revealed this in the night of predetermination. 97:1. Allah Mighty and Majestic spoke the truth. Allah the Exalted revealed the Holy Quran during the night of the predetermination, Laylatul Qadr. The night of predetermination is better than 1,000 months. Wherein there is no night of predetermination. Allah the Exalted asked the Holy Prophet, Do you know, why it is better than, 1,000 months? He said, No. He said, Because therein come down the angels and the spirit, by Allah's permission of all matters, and when Allah Mighty and Majestic permits for something, so it has pleased Him, peace. Such it is till the emergence of the dawn. He is saying, They are greeting upon you. O Muhammad, my angels and my spirit with my greetings, from the beginning of their descent up to the emergence of the dawn. Then he said in, another, part of his book, and fear of fitna, strife, which may not affect, only, those of you who are unjust in particular. 8:25, in particular regarding we have revealed this in the night of predetermination. 97:1. And he said in another part of his book, And Muhammad is not except for a prophet, the prophets have already passed away before him, so if he dies or is killed will you turn back upon your heels? And the one who turns back upon his heels, he will never harm Allah of anything, and Allah would be recompensing the grateful. 3:144. He is saying in the first verse that, Muhammad, when he passes away, the people of the opposition to the command of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, would be saying, the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, expired along with the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a fitna hitting them in particular, and by it, they are turning back upon their heels, because they, if they were to say, it, Laylatul Qadr, did not go away, then it would be inevitable that, there would happen to be for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, a command during it. And when they acknowledge with the command, there cannot happen to be an escape from there, being a master for it.